Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. It's time for a special Winter Wonders mini episode. Have you ever heard of a leopard seal before? Leopard seals live in Antarctica and are the second largest seal in the world. Field biologist Naira DeGracia spent time with these fascinating creatures as she studied animals in Antarctica. She can tell us about leopard seals from personal experience.
The leopard seals are usually ice-loving species, so they tend to prefer living on icebergs in the middle of the ocean and hunting seals and fish and krill. They're called leopard seals because they're spot. And they have a very thin kind of pelage, so they're like soft and fuzzy, but most of their insulation comes from fat, so they're also like quite chunky animals. And they have this like really long kind of snaking neck in the front, and their head is very reptilian. They have this like really wide mouth, and they have these like slanted eyes. Like their head really looks very kind of like a dragon or like kind of snakeish.
So these fascinating seals are spotted like a leopard, but they also have a head like a dragon. Naira says that leopard seals can look kind of scary, especially when they yawn.
So they can open their mouth super wide. They just have like an enormous mouth, basically. And when they yawn, it's like this gaping maw just opens in front of you. It's like this zipper into this different reality where it unfolds, and it's rows and rows of this extremely sharp teeth and this really spotted tongue, and it's like the biggest mouth you can imagine when it's wide open. And then they close it and they like go back to sleep, and you're just like, that was scary. And all they did was yawn. It's so funny. They're just chilling.
Even if they are just chilling, that sounds pretty intimidating to me. In addition to their big mouths full of teeth, these leopard seals are also fiercely territorial. That means that they fight to defend their area and their food.
They all have these like really gnarly scars because they fight. They're very territorial. They're not very gregarious species. So they all maintain their marine territory where their food source is. And they tend to fight over food. And so they have these like really big scars that you can identify individuals with.
Because Naira and the other researchers could tell the leopard seals apart based off of their scars, they knew who the most powerful, intimidating leopard seals were. Can you guess who they were?
I think part of what endeared me to leopard seals is that the cape is ruled by these like really old matriarchs, and I just kind of loved that idea. That it was like these old ladies that were just holding it down and just like totally dominating any, you know, attempts at challenging their territory.
Wow, I love these powerful old lady leopard seals. As a researcher, Naira is interested in seeing what animals experience from their perspective. One time, she and another researcher learned something surprising.
Doug, who's a leopard seal researcher, told us about the first time that he had attached cameras to the leopard seals down at the Cape when he was studying them. He got this camera back from one of the animals, and he was so excited to watch it. He spent all night, basically stayed up watching the footage, and there was this like one moment where he was just watching the leopard seal kind of swim around in the ocean, and it could have really been anywhere at the Cape. You know, it was rocky, there was algae, there were like some fish flitting about, and the leopard seal like lifts his head above the surface of the water, and he can see camp in the distance. He can see like us.
The humans were watching the leopard seal, but they were surprised to see that the leopard seal was watching them too.
Yeah, I think I love that story because you do become part of the landscape that other animals just perceive as part of their world. You're just there, part of the landscape, and they perceive you as such.
Naira likes being a part of the leopard seal's world, and I know that we're all glad that leopard seals are part of our world. Leopard seals are absolutely fascinating and make for an excellent winter wonder.
Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman-Darrington, with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.